California gun control makes it harder to fight back against Hamas-like terrorism. Commentary. This is the most clueless statement ever made by a governor of the United States of America. It's time to wake up. Unless we enshrine a right to safety in the Constitution, we are at the mercy of ideologues like Judge Benitez. All of our gun safety laws that are proven to save lives are at risk. It doesn't matter what laws we pass. It doesn't matter what the voters decide. Concealed carry. Banning weapons of war. Reasonable waiting periods. Background checks. The ideologues are coming for all of them. This is exactly why I've called for a constitutional amendment, and this is why I'll keep fighting to defend our right to protect ourselves from gun violence. That was Governor Gavin Newsom of California, possibly the next president of this country, on September 22. Mr. Newsom was criticizing Judge Roger Benitez's ruling that day, striking down California's ban on magazines holding more than 10 rounds. On October 10, Mr. Newsom got his wish as an 11-member panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal ruled to suspend the decision. It probably will be decided in the U.S. Supreme Court. That panel ruling also was delusional. It came just 3 days after the Hamas terrorist group attacked Israel, massacring at least 1,200 people, including more than 22 Americans, mostly unarmed civilians. I'm sure you've read and seen a lot about the horror. Here's something maybe you didn't hear about. The poor Israeli civilian victims sure could have used some weapons of war, holding 30-round magazines, to defend themselves against Hamas. But Israel has strict, Newsom-style gun control. The people were unarmed while being massacred, as they awaited rescue by the Israel Defense Forces. According to gunpolicy.org, in Israel, the right to private gun ownership is not guaranteed by law. That is, it has no Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Rather, it has a version of Mr. Newsom's proposed 28th Amendment strictly controlling who can have a gun. Also, in Israel, only licensed gun owners may lawfully acquire, possess or transfer a firearm or ammunition. That contrasts with America, in which last year's Bruin Supreme Court decision upheld the right to carry a weapon, accepting only reasonable restrictions, such as not carrying a gun into a government building. Who is the militia? America is the most heavily armed country in the world, with an estimated 466 million owned, according to American Gun Facts. About 46% of households own a gun. That's a massive deterrent to potential criminals and to terrorists hunting for easy prey. A Hamas-like attack on an American neighborhood would bring out dozens of men, and many women, wielding the weapons of war Mr. Newsom wants to make it harder to obtain. The U.S. Census Bureau also estimates there are about 16.5 million military veterans, including yours truly, all of them trained on M16s or similar rifles, which are related to the AR-15 so often demonized by Mr. Newsom and other gun controllers. Gun controllers insist the militia mentioned in the Second Amendment only means the official military. Actually, it's everybody, as the Supreme Court held in the 2008 Heller case. It also isn't well known, but the official U.S. militia is not only made up of active duty military personnel, inactive reservists, and the National Guard. According to 10 U.S. Code Section 246 Militia, composition and classes of the militia of the United States consists of all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age and, except as provided in Section 313 of Title 32, under 45 years of age who are, or who have made a declaration of intention to become, citizens of the United States, and of female citizens of the United States, who are members of the National Guard. So if you're a 20-year-old male citizen, you're in the militia even if you neglected to register for the draft, as required by law. Contrary to Mr. Newsom and other gun controllers, America was born in the Revolutionary War with the blood of patriots who took their weapons of war off their fireplace mantles and marched off to the sound of gunfire to wrest this free nation from the most powerful military in the world at that time, the British Empire. Gun controllers contend the militia is just those in government military forces. No, it isn't. The militia is all of us. Hamas next door. This is crucial because the Biden administration, without objection by Mr. Newsom, has opened our southern border to anyone. Some of those are or soon could be your neighbors. On September 7, the Republican majority of the House Committee on Homeland Security released a report. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has emboldened cartels, criminals, and America's enemies. It found, Mayorkas' open borders policies have empowered and emboldened some of the most vicious, ruthless, and savage individuals and groups in the world. Whether it is transnational criminal organizations like the cartels and human smuggling organizations in the Western Hemisphere, potential national security threats from countries who sponsor terrorism, or those coming from major state adversaries like China and Russia, the wide-open southwest border has given America's enemies all over the globe an opportunity to infiltrate the homeland, an opportunity too good to pass up. And on October 15 in San Diego, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned the International Association of Chiefs of Police Conference, "In this heightened environment, there's no question we're seeing an increase in reported threats, and we've got to be on the lookout, especially for lone actors who may take inspiration from recent events to commit violence of their own. So I encourage you to stay vigilant, because as the first line of defense in protecting our communities, you're often the first to see the signs that someone may be mobilizing to violence. And I'd also ask you to continue sharing any intelligence or observations you may have. And on our end, we're committed to doing the same, so that together, we can safeguard our communities. Of course, it would help if the FBI wasn't devoting massive resources to the false threat coming from former President Trump's peaceful MAGA supporters. And as I reported 2 months ago in the Epoch Times, the FBI has also been surveilling Catholics." Columnist James Howard Kunstler put the pieces together on Mr. Mayorkas and Mr. Wray. Neither of these officials noted that the rising terror threat here had any relation to the thousands of aliens streaming daily across the U.S. border unvetted, or that the agencies under Homeland Security were helping to distribute them into every corner of America by plane and bus, giving them free cell phones, loaded debit cards, and other rewards for breaking the law. And that lone wolf bit, is it possible that any number of them actually arrived as trained and pre-organized cadres or squads? How would we know? Most of them are military-age young men. Are these unreasonable questions to ask? And if Hamas was so supernaturally successful in secretly planning the mass murder and kidnapping operation of 10/7 from Gaza, that the world's supposedly top intel agencies were blindsided as it rolled out, why should Americans have any confidence that the FBI has a clue what any of those unvetted border-jumping mutts are up to here? Especially since those free phones enable them to find each other and hook up right from the get-go, without delay. Terrorists and sleeper cells. Also in August, the Epoch Times's Eva Fu headlined, "FBI on Front Line in Fight Against CCP's Covert War on U.S. She reported, 40 Chinese officers, a retired NYPD sergeant, two Navy sailors turned spies, and two minders of a secret Chinese police station in New York. These cases and others feed an ever-growing list of FBI investigations as the agency zeroes in on combating Chinese espionage operations, an arena it has branded its top counterintelligence priority. What would these covert operators do if they were genuine sleeper cells? Let me speculate. The Chinese Communist Party wouldn't waste them on common terrorism. Instead, it would wait until an attack by Hamas or some other terrorists started massacring people in the streets, in stores, and in their homes. Then the sleeper cell might shut down power stations, leaving millions of people in darkness as they're being assaulted. The power station's software might be sabotaged or explosives used. Chaos would ensue. In such a situation, those with arms of war to defend their families would have a greater chance of survival than those disarmed by Mr. Newsom's gun control bills or his constitutional amendment. Guns are as American as apple pie. Get yours, if you wish. Practice at a range. Exercise safety there and at home, especially if you have children, the precious ones you will be defending. Follow the law. Be alert. Get ready. Hamas could be coming.